Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for being the Elohim, the good God that made everything and made everything for purpose, that He knows the intention. And then in that also, you know why you made us. You made us for a time such as this. So thank you, Lord, that we can just draw close to you on a daily basis as our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So we can see what you see and hear what we need to hear so that we can testify of what we have seen and heard. Thank you, Lord, that you've got answers for this world. You've got light for this world. Thank you, God, that you are light and in you is no darkness. And as we fellowship with you, we partake of the light, of the love, of the goodness that is available so we can be a sweet fragrance and then also stir up and awaken the goodness of God in our brothers and sisters around us, as Mary did here with Elizabeth. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful love, your wonderful plans, and your moving us. We cease from our own works and we enter into the good works you've got for our lives, for the benefit of our family, our community, South Africa, Africa, and the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Luke 1, verse 39 to 45. Mary got up and hurried to a city in the Judean highlands. She entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. With a loud voice, she blurted out, "God has blessed you above all women, and He has blessed the child you carry. Why do I have this honor, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Happy is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill the promises He made to her."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just perceive, you know, we all had a time of sin. Sin is missing the mark. Whatever is not of faith is sin. But then there came a time when we were weary. Because sin gives pleasure for a season, but then later on, we see its result. We've been sowing the wrong seeds, and therefore we're reaping the wrong harvest. And then there comes a time there that God calls us, knocks on our doors, calls us, and then we come in into this glorious fellowship. Like John says, our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and what we have seen and heard, we declare. And this is where you find your joy. Because you waking up to who you really are, you're waking up to the plans and purposes God has got for you. I love that scripture. It says, "Call upon me and I will show you great and wonderful things that you have not known." You don't know until the Lord gives it to you. And so it's beautiful ashes. Amen. Light for darkness, blessings for curses. So it's all about the wonderful good things. And then it says so beautifully, now that the faith light, love is shining, He puts you with people that is relevant to you. There is so much that needs to be done. Sometimes we just got certain concepts and ideas. I've been very much an evangelist, a teacher, pastor, leader, and so I've discipled people and led outreaches all around South Africa and into Africa as well. But I just so realize now there's so much more. God is interested in you and He's interested in relationship. Amen. Like Jesus says, no one can come to me unless the Father brings it. And He also brings people around you where the joy of the Lord in your life, according to your destiny, stirs them up as well to look to their God to fulfill their destiny and purpose. So be blessed to know you made for a time such as this. Rejoice in your Lord. Draw close. And you feel there's darkness surrounding you, problems. Draw close. But don't draw close just when there's problems. Stay close to the Lord. Amen. His wonderful love, His mercy is new every morning. And His mercy and His love is like the sand on the seashore. So it's numerous. It's surpassingly great. It's everything you could ever dream or imagine. Those are the things that God is bringing to pass in your life as you stick with him, as you stay with him, as you fellowship with him, as you flow with him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.